Good morning, I'm Bob Moody, WAKY News at 9:30. Kentucky businessman John Smiley of Mount Sterling says one of the Iranian students he helped get out of jail in Lexington last year is now helping guard the American hostages at the embassy in Tehran. Smiley posted $125,000 cash bond last year to free 8 Iranians and 1 American who'd been locked up for disrupting a speech by CIA Director Stansfield Turner. Smiley and his wife were allowed into the embassy compound yesterday where they spoke with the militants but were not allowed to visit the hostages. In a telephone interview with the Associated Press last night, Smiley said he'd been told that all of the Americans were in good condition. Smiley was quoted earlier as blaming President Carter for the hostage situation because of the president's refusal to return the Shah to Iran. Smiley and his wife plan to return to the United States Sunday. Jefferson Fiscal Court had hoped to vote on a cable TV franchise for the county at its meeting to begin in about half an hour, but yesterday CPI of Louisville obtained a temporary restraining order holding up the vote until a hearing can be held in court. CPI contends in a lawsuit that Store Communications was allowed to change its bid after it was submitted. Last November 13th, Fiscal Court voted in favor of giving Store the franchise, with only County Judge McConnell voting in favor of CPI. This is the last scheduled meeting of the court before new members Jim Pop Malone and Carl Brown take office, and some observers see the lawsuit as an effort to delay a vote until the new members take their seats. Striking international harvester workers will hold another Stand Up for America rally today at noon. UAW Local 1336 President Larry Wells says the march will proceed south on Crittenden Drive from the Union Hall past the harvester plant. Wells says about 1,000 members of the union and their families are expected to join in the march, which is being held as a response to the holding of American hostages in Iran. County Judge Mitch McConnell would like to see some changes in Election Day procedures in Jefferson County. McConnell says that, first of all, voting machines currently in use are just too expensive.
Elections now are running almost $1 million a year just to put them on, to conduct them in Jefferson County. That's a staggering cost. And one of the reasons that we don't have any options is that state law currently mandates the way in which conduct elections are conducted, and that is you've got a choice of about 2 types of voting machines, and that's the only way to do it.
McConnell and County Clerk Brimmer Earler support the use of computerized voting, which could save the county about $200,000 a year. McConnell says he'll lobby for the new system in the next session of the General Assembly. The University of Kentucky Invitational Tournament begins tonight at Rupp Arena. The opening game will be a matchup between 2 undefeated teams, Southern Methodist and Purdue. The second game of the doubleheader pits the Wildcats against the Golden Bears of California. The Bears have a record of 3-2. WAKY's exclusive AccuWeather forecast for Kentucky and a sunshine this morning, but increasing cloudiness this afternoon, unseasonably warm, 58 degrees will be the high. Tonight, cloudy and much milder with a low of only 45. We currently have mostly sunny skies and 38 degrees at 9:33.
I thought you had something else.
Something else?
I thought you said you had a tape.
A tape?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's what you asked me.
I had a tape.
You said I have a tape.
No, I said I wanted to tape this newscast because it will be our last one together.
Oh, so was it taped?
Yes, it's okay. Taping even as we speak.
Bob Moody, it has been a pleasure working with you.
Thank you,
for just a little more than a year.
Yep.
You stepped into a very difficult position, and you came through with flying colors. You're a man to be admired by your peers.
Well, thank you, sir.
And you have very few of those in this business.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean that sincerely. Now, I elected to move Bob into the afternoon slot as a personality because he is a man of exceptional ability. But I don't want you to think, Bob, that I can't change my mind.
Oh, I'm aware.
My
I know where the power is.
My decision is not an irreversible one, sir. All it will take for me to move you back into the morning reporting news again is for you to utter that one statement one time. If you love me, kiss your radio.
I think Mike McVeigh has already said that enough to satisfy
because we're
everyone
have
from
a guy
now until
on
eternity.
From 10 o'clock in the morning until early afternoon that'll be saying it, and one's a plenty.
That's right. I agree
now,
with that, sir.
I want to hear your world-famous Randolphism right now, if I may. I just cannot wait until the second day of January. Would you mind speaking it?